You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is the eve of the Seahawks game. We may talk about that today. Welcome aboard on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Great to have you with us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream. KGYM app, if you have not downloaded it, please do yourself a favor and us a favor. Do so and enjoy our programming. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day here on the Gym Class through the 3 o'clock hour. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, DuPaco.com. Iowa State talk, your predictions, your thoughts about it. We'll talk about that. We'll look back at the NFL opener last night, which opened some eyes, I got to think, as Buffalo bombed the L.A. Rams in the second half, winning at SoFi and spoiling the Super Bowl champions' ring ceremony, etc., etc. Major League Baseball rule changes that have been anticipated, but we will talk about that briefly as well. And the Emil's Hideaway pick six, all that coming up. Your inquiries are welcome on the text line at 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And the Cyclones, by the way, got off to the Seahawks season with a 1-0 start or 2-0 point lead. They won the soccer match, the women's soccer match last night, Mark.
Wonderful.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. Interesting show today. Looking forward to it with the pick six at the end with the panel. Chance for you to win a $30 gift card to Emil's, as John from Cedar Rapids did in the first week. And, so very much looking forward to the weekend.
Very much so. And we're going to take your guesses on the game, your prognostications. We'll do that here in just a little bit at 319-366-1600 as we come your way from the Circa Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And let's start with last night. Ladies and gentlemen, why I do not bet on the NFL. As you and I both had the LA Rams in that game last night, and it was a second half show by the Buffalo Bills, and you can see why most people are picking them as the favorite in a very, very, very good AFC. As not only Josh Allen did Josh Allen things, but their defense was outstanding last night. Sacks, interceptions, making life miserable for Matthew Stafford last night.
Very much so, and it was a remote-type night, going to the Twins and Yankees, going to the Bills. You and John Haggerty in the background with the call from Jefferson and Davenport Central.
Thank you for that.
Mighty good game.
It was a good game last night.
But the Bills were tremendous. Josh Allen, almost 300 yards passing, three touchdowns. Matt Stafford had a rough night. Jalen Ramsey had a rough night for the Rams defense. And, 31-10. Maybe a little too much celebration of a Super Bowl victory. I don't know.
A little bit of a hangover right there. Josh Allen only had three incompletions because he was 26 of 31 for three touchdowns and 297. But as you mentioned, he did have a couple of interceptions in that win last night. But Buffalo looked really, really, really good. Scary, scary good. Rushed it a little bit with numerous players. You mentioned Josh Allen was very good. They did have a few turnovers in that game, but it's the first game of the year. You have to expect that. And the sacks last night, 7 sacks by the Buffalo defense. Pretty stout stuff right there.
And a really good game by A.J. Epinesa, the former Iowa Hawkeye. One of his better games, a sack and a half, and 4 quarterback hits. He was really good.
He was, and I know that people in Buffalo are talking about this, and people around the country are talking about this as well, that it's kind of time for Epinesa to emerge. He was a high-round draft choice, brought in there as a pass rusher, and be pretty honest, the first couple years, he didn't get a whole lot of playing time, and when he did, he didn't get into the quarterback, but it was good to see that last night from AJ. So maybe this is going to be the year
maybe
for him.
Maybe breakout year.
Yeah. Maybe this is the breakout year for him. So one can only hope. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on Buffalo and the Rams last night as the NFL season got underway. Pretty good slate of NFL games coming up this week. Like I said yesterday, it was tough to come up with my pick in the knockout pool. I am not changing. I am sticking with my late friend Rick Swan, Cincinnati Bengals, for this week in a tribute. So hats off to him. And but there are a lot of good games, and games that you have people that are injured. I know Alan Lazard right now is kind of iffy for the Green Bay Packers as one of their leading receivers in the game against the Minnesota Vikings coming up on Sunday.
Dare anyone to pick the Vikings in a knockout pool. That's one of the premier games this weekend. No question about it. I don't know who I'd pick.
You can still get into our KGYM knockout pool brought to you by I'm On Communications. Just go to our website, kgymradio.com, follow the instructions, couple clicks. It's all caps, I'm On. That is the that is where you sign in and you can get your picks in. Now, you can't pick the Bills and the you can't pick the Bills, obviously, because they won last night. But you can pick anybody else other than the Rams. And best of luck to you. Winner gets $300, courtesy of I'm On Communications.
I might go with a Monday Nighter.
What is
Seattle and
Denver?
And Denver, yeah.
With who?
Oh, Denver.
Denver. A lot of people going with Denver. That's I saw was in the Ravens against the Jets. Were the two big ones that people were going on with this week. New Orleans, Cajun Troy, you are at Atlanta. That's always a big rivalry and seems to be always a fun game in the domes. Cleveland goes to Carolina. That is the Baker Mayfield game. You got San Francisco at your Bears, Mark. Care to make a prediction? It's going to rain in Chicago, it looks like. That's always going to be fun and entertaining in the rain at Soldier Field for that turf.
New turf.
Thank goodness.
They replaced it.
It's going to be better.
We'll see.
We'll see. Cincinnati hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. As I lose my page here. There we go. Philadelphia is at Detroit. Indy is at Houston. Houston is a 7-point underdog at home in that game. New England is at Miami. Baltimore at the Jets. Jacksonville is at the Washington Commanders. And then the late games will be the Chiefs in Arizona. Nance and Romo are there. Las Vegas at L.A. to take on the Chargers. Packers, Vikings, Giants, Tennessee, and then the Sunday night game, Tampa Bay at Dallas.
That late afternoon slate is dynamite.
Really good stuff. Don't underestimate Vegas and the Chargers. That's going to be anything with the AFC West this year going up against each other is going to be really good.
On the text line, Jeff says, looking at the Bills quarterback's eyes, it reminded me of Tom Brands. The focus, the ferocity. Those are my words, not his.
Not his, not his. Von Miller makes all the difference, says Cyclone Tim. I would agree. Big pickup. He's still got a little gas left in the tank as far as getting after that quarterback is concerned. Helped the Buffalo defense in a big way. They needed one, I think they needed one piece, veteran piece, and he was that guy.
Yeah.
He was that guy. David at Hudson says, did you guys see the Iowa Sim last night? Hawks won 11-9 with two safeties and seven sacks. If Iowa gets four safeties in their first two games, I don't go off the Sim games too much. Sorry, David.
And I don't think that was necessarily a prediction. Although it could have been.
Well, let's turn to Iowa and Iowa State. We'll pick it later on in the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you, coming up in just a little bit. But your predictions, what do you think is going to happen? In all seriousness, what do you think is going to happen? 319-366-1600. Who do you like? You can show your work if you like. Why? Now, if somebody throws Iowa State 72, Iowa 3 out there, we're probably not going to say that because that's an unrealistic score. Same thing if it was Iowa 72, Iowa State 3. Probably not going to give you credit for that one. But what kind of game do you anticipate tomorrow? I got to think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I have to think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The way the Iowa offense looked last week and the Iowa defense against a, I think, a very good Iowa State offense, despite the fact that they lost all the people that they lost. We'll see.
Which school's team will prevail in the battle for the Cy-Hawk Trophy tomorrow? Will it be Iowa State or Iowa? Quite an obvious poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
81-86 starting things off, saying 24-10 Iowa with two defensive scores. I called one defensive score last week. I didn't expect two safeties. 16-26, 16-7 Iowa State. 16-13 Iowa State, says 19-07 on the text line.
Interesting, the game being decided on field goals when both teams have inexperienced kickers.
Very true, freshman kickers coming in. 26-82 listening to us while I believe they are out boating on the river. So thank you for listening. Appreciate that. Iowa State plays clean. ISU wins, says Cyclone Tim. Brings up a very good point, Mark, because Iowa State, as we know, over the last handful of games, six of them to be exact, they have not played clean football. And if Iowa wins a turnover battle, more often than not, Iowa is going to win the game. Iowa State cannot have penalties. Iowa State cannot turn the ball over. If the Cyclones play a clean game, I think they've got a very excellent chance to win.
0909. If Iowa can get three safeties and two field goals, it will win 12-10. Was that not the score of the renewal?
That
of
was
1977.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
that was 12-10.
Thank you, Bob Cummings.
And scoreless second half, I believe, as well.
Bob Cummings Jr.
Bobby Cummings Jr. You were down there.
Was.
Yeah, that was the famous beat Iowa on the jerseys for Iowa State.
Earl Bruce
that day with Earl Bruce. Iowa 16, Iowa State 13. Iowa kicks three field goals and get a pick six. Is 23-73. Is the over-under ridiculously high for this game, says 0905. With Iowa's great D and Iowa's inept offense, where are the points coming from? Well, we talked about it on the podcast, by the way, Before the Boom podcast, available for your downloading pleasure right now. Go to kgymradio.com or wherever you pick up your favorite podcasts. Talked about 2009 when Iowa looked putrid in the first game against UNI and came back and scored 35.
Odds makers are not ignorant. They may be wrong. More than 90% of the money coming in right now on the under. God, let's go the over, Scott.
Where is it right now?
40.5.
Okay. Yeah. 90.49 says they predict that Mark will pick Iowa. We'll find out.
You can find out on the podcast, which is airing right now, and maybe a little bit on our pick six coming up.
Decker's QB rating is 82 points better than Iowa, says 80560. Hunter Decker is going to be a very, very key component to this game tomorrow. First start in a hostile environment. He did play in the game last year, but it obviously was Jack Trice Stadium. And how is he going to perform in his very first starts on foreign soil? Going to be a big part of it. Can the Iowa State offensive line, which is a pretty good offensive line, Downing, rest of those guys, two new players, though, can they neutralize the Iowa defensive line and get to that second level? That's going to be another big thing
to
watch.
Can Iowa's offensive line perform better?
Yes.
Maybe reconfigured now with Connor Colby apparently moving inside from tackle to guard, Plum out there at right tackle, at least in the probables. But can it perform better against Will McDonald and the rest of that crew?
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on this Cy-Hawk Friday, if you will, here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. By the way, big thanks to Lisa Nolan Real Estate. She is the Cardinal sponsor for the 2022 football and basketball seasons in 22 and 23 for the men and women. And you can follow Iowa State football and basketball seasons all year long on KGYM, brought to you by Lisa Nolan Real Estate, and we thank her for her help. And we'll have the game tomorrow, 1 o'clock with the pregame and 3 o'clock with the kickoff, or just past 3 o'clock. It's a BTN game as well coming up tomorrow. I think the A team is there for the Big Ten Network. This may be the biggest game and top game of the Big Ten this weekend. There aren't a lot of good ones this weekend. Let's just say that.
Rutgers have Wagner. Is that it?
Yeah, it's a pretty iffy schedule. Let's just put it that way for the first or the second weekend, as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Little iffy. Unless you like Michigan and Hawaii. I think they're playing Hawaii.
That's a little later.
I know they're playing somebody that's pretty bad, but yeah. At any rate, Iowa State is the best game of the bunch. We'll have our predictions coming up here in just a little bit as we take your predictions at 319-366-1600. So far, Mark, pretty even up and down the line between.
Yeah.
And did you expect anything different for the Cy-Hawk? I didn't. I think this is pretty much a pick 'em ball game.
And it's so hard to predict what's going to happen throughout these many games since the renewal. In 1977, there's been punt returns, interceptions, long pass plays, 9-6 games, triple overtime games.
44-41 games.
Yeah.
Controversial games. Games in the rain. Games stopped by rain. Just a lot of very unusual things as far as Iowa and Iowa State is concerned. One thing that I think has been overlooked this week, Mark, and I know Kirk Ferentz mentioned it on his coach's show on Wednesday night, is the fact that he made no bones about that, you know, we could be in the near future eyeing possibly the end of this series, depending on what happens as far as conference realignment is concerned. I don't think anybody knows beyond, he said beyond 2025. So, you know, what, do the math there. 3 more years as far as this game is guaranteed. But, you know, if the Big Ten gets 20 teams, who knows how many conference games they're going to play at that point. Hate to see Iowa and Iowa State go away.
Me too.
I mean, there's no reason for it to go away. But if you play 10 conference games in a 12-game regular season, Mark, and you're looking to solidify your bowl chances, chances are you're not going to play a big-time opponent like that. Now, you could. Like you said, I'd really, really like to see it stay on the schedule. There's no reason for it to go away. It is arguably the biggest one-day event in the state of Iowa. I don't know if that's the case. You got Saturday at the Drake Relays. You got, you know, various things at the Iowa Speedway. You've got the Knoxville Nationals. But this is in the top five, certainly.
No question about it. I'd hate to see it go away as well. 27-52, Iowa's offense is as bad as the Yankees' offense.
Oh, would you agree with that?
Yeah, it came up short last night. I know that. Iowa State in the laugher, 38-9.
58-22 asks a very interesting question. If Iowa and Iowa State traded QBs, how would that change your predictions? Did not think about that.
If Iowa and Iowa State traded defenses and punters.
Iowa State's punter had a heck of a game last week.
No Torrey Taylor, but it was a pretty good game.
45-plus average for a freshman. But Iowa State, I think he's a freshman. Iowa State's got a couple of very young specialists there, and that's going to be interesting to see how they react to their first time in a hostile environment. We'll see. A lot of we'll sees tomorrow for this game, which makes it fun. Makes it fun. Everybody, here you go. First of all, get there early because traffic is, there are not only 80 and 380 is a nightmare, but other places there is road construction. It's not going to be easy to get there. Get there early. Give yourself plenty of time.
Find a back road.
Yeah. Please be kind to your fellow man tomorrow. You know, at the end of this day, we're all Iowans. Whether you wear cardinal and gold or whether you wear black and gold, everybody will Sunday, the sun may not rise. It's going to rise. We may not see it because it's supposed to rain, thank goodness. But, you know, we're all going to be in this together the rest of the year. 364 more days until this thing comes around again, right, Mark?
This PSA brought to you by Scott Unesh.
Thank you. yes. Is 9 a.m. early enough? Yes, David, it is early enough. And I commend you for leaving at 9 a.m. I'll get you down there from Hudson, 10:30-ish. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. 0905, another very interesting query. What team would a win be more important for this year?
Yes.
Both, right?
Yes. Pivotal for each.
Iowa State wins. Iowa State's got a chance to do things that they thought they would do last year in a Big 12 that I don't think is as stacked as it has been. Leo in Iowa City says, get there early, have alternate routes for your lot ready. David's going to be down there at 9. Okay, very good. Very good. He is leaving much earlier than 9 o'clock. You'll beat the traffic. You're going to be fine. Kudos to you. Hats off to you, Dave.
Time for breakfast and a nap.
A nap. Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to get if you have more predictions, we'll get to those. I want to talk a little bit about baseball, but we'll get to that after we throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. And they do just such a tremendous job helping us out with not only the pick six, but also with the daily scoreboard. They're open at 4 o'clock. And stop by, say hi to Chris, Jamie, Dave, everybody over there. Do just a fantastic job across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
Iowa State star and former Iowa City High star Ashley Jones has signed a NIL deal with the Come and Go stores. She's going to make some coin off that chain. Tennessee Titans have signed former Iowa defensive back Amani Hooker to a new 3-year, $33 million deal. Hooker getting paid. Major League Baseball, one afternoon game. The Giants and Cubs scoreless in the second inning. Games of impact tonight. Cleveland is at Minnesota, clinging to a game-and-a-half lead in the AL Central. Tampa Bay is at the Yankees. Atlanta is in Houston. And the Dodgers are at San Diego. I think your White Sox are in Oakland. Yeah.
Yeah, demolished Oakland last night, which is a rarity because that's been the White Sox house of horrors over the years. For some reason, the Coliseum has not been kind, but 14-2 last night for the White Sox. Also, by the way, it was announced Tony La Russa looking to get back in the dugout for good or for bad.
No, that's good. I'm happy. Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy he's healthy. I'm not so happy that he's going to be back in the dugout because things have been going decently as of late, but we'll see. That was an editorial comment from yours truly. Also, should mention a couple things before we get to the break and talk a little baseball. Number one is that big game tonight at Kingston, Wash and Kennedy. Week 3 high school football, crmlivesports.com. We'll have that at about 7:15. John Haggerty and I on the call. Should be a warm but nice night for football. And should be a very good, a lot of good matchups in week 3 of the season. But we'll have Wash Kennedy, battle of rated unbeatens tonight on CRM Live Sports. And before we get to a break, just in case she's listening, happy anniversary to my wife.
33, huh?
33. You read that earlier today, didn't you?
I did.
She put that out. So, yep, happy anniversary. There we go. It's all been bliss.
She's a queen.
She is. For putting up with him, with me over the years, no doubt about that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little baseball before we get to the pick six, and we'll do it after a look at the weather forecast and a break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have plenty of sunshine for the rest of the day today. And we'll have temperatures climbing into the mid-80s with a bit of haze in the sky as well. Later tonight, we'll have clouds building in, but we stay dry. Temperatures drop down to a low around 60. Tomorrow, we'll wake up to some clouds and temperatures will rise into the mid-70s. We'll then drop through the afternoon through the 70s. And rain will be moving in the early afternoon hours, continuing on and off through the rest of the day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Kick off week one with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code COON to get in on the action. Then you can turn game day into payday all season long. A bet I'd like with $150 in free bets? I'd think about taking the Minnesota Vikings over the Green Bay Packers in week one. Green Bay looked really flat a year ago. Aaron Rodgers hasn't had any preseason time to gel with his new receivers, and I think the Vikings have a shot in this game. Play your way and bet on more than just the final score. You can wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to total catches. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code KUHN. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
We've been banking with Midwest One for a very long time.
We're talking with John Buchanan about Midwest One Bank.
It's just very comforting to know that the people that are crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's are there. That's really what a wealth management department's all about. You just don't want to worry about it on a day-to-day basis. The ultimate is that the only reason you do it is because of love or the family.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Not FDIC insured. Not a deposit. No bank guarantee. Not insured by any federal government agency. May lose value.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Remember how it felt to look up to the big guys? You can give a kid that feeling. Get in on the new Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Once a month, you and your little go to a sports-related group activity you both enjoy. He finds somebody to look up to, and you get to be a hero. That's a huge win-win. Lots of little dudes are waiting to meet their big now, so join the six-month Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Get details at bigcr.org.
Back with you in the Gym Class at 3:33. We're about 7 minutes away from getting the panel together and having the pick six, but wanted to get to this, and that is anticipated changes coming down, Mark, as far as the rules for 2023 Major League Baseball. These have been experimented with on the minor league level, some to positive remarks, others to not so positive remarks, but whether you like it or not, they're coming for 2023. Number one, Mark, we are going to have a pitch timer, which I am for because I think it has worked in the minor leagues. I was kind of against it. I'm now a proponent of it. I am for the pitch timer. What do you think?
It's been tested. Games in the minor leagues have been anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes shorter in length. And the fact that it's been tested, it works. Very few fans have paid much attention to it, but yet the games are shorter. On the one hand, you know, what's the rush? Baseball is played without a timepiece.
But the problem is when you get a pitcher out there that just picks up the rosin bag, fumbles around, you know, the batter gets in, the batter gets out, that's when things just bog down.
It does.
And there are certain pitchers, certain batters that do it. We all know who they are. I think this is going to be good.
But the fact it's been tested and successful, I'm good with it.
Pitch timer, number one. Number two, bigger bases. They're going to be increased from 15-inch square to 18-inch square. Positive impact on player safety. And we both said, okay, great. But second base and third base is really not going to make a big difference. Second base, it's going to be even less of a difference because you're still going to have second baseman and shortstop blocking that thing for runners coming in. Why not go just to a safety base?
At first base. Yep.
Like they do in the high school ranks. And trust me, no one hated the safety base more than you and me when it came into high school ball. But we've learned to accept it, and it has been a significant help as far as deterring injuries.
3 inches is not going to make a big difference if a runner's stealing first to second. He's going to get a leadoff similar to what he gets now. 3 inches closer to stealing a base? I don't know. I'm lukewarm on this.
Okay. All right. Shift restrictions. 2 infielders must be positioned on either side of second base when the pitch is released, and all 4 infielders must have both feet within the infield when the pitcher is on the rubber. And this is the one that's going to bring the most controversy. Like, you and I are already on different sides of this thing. I like it. I am a baseball purist. I don't like it when there's 17 guys on the right side of second base. I know that's an exaggeration. Like I said, this is going to be the one that's going to bring the most talk, is this one.
I don't like it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it takes away strategy that has been developed in recent years. You know, our teams have had some hits taken away because of a shift, but also have created some outs because of the shift. And the other thing is that we go through these periods of time in baseball, and now we're going to go through the so-and-so hit, whatever, in the shift era. We have a shift era. We had a live ball era. We had a humidor era. We had a steroid era. We had a high mound era. Many different eras. And maybe statistics don't matter to everybody, but each one is, you know, affected statistics from a historical standpoint. I like the strategy of shifts. But right now, starting next year, you're going to have 2 infielders on either side of second base, and every infielder has to be in the dirt. Why? Why can't you play a deep second base? What's wrong with that? Even if you're going to play 2 on either side, why can't you play a deep shortstop?
A little bit more back.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll amend it a little bit. I'm more with the 2 guys
then
on either
side. We'll be in a different era.
I'm more on the train with the 2 guys on either side of second base. I can take or leave being in the dirt. I'm with you on that. So there you go. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Do you like the baseball changes, or do you want to keep the game as it is? Why don't we just get rid of launch angles and everything else? There you go. I've had 3 editorial comments today, Mark.
And a PSA.
And a PSA. And a PSA. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, get the panel together. Eagles Hideaway Pick 6 is on deck, so stay tuned. Your chance to win a $30 gift card from Eagles Hideaway coming up here on KGYM.
As officers, we see people do a lot of not safe things while driving. People thinking they can text and drive, or not use their turn signals, or pretend they're drafting, not tailgating, forgetting about a semi's giant blind spots. Our job is to keep you safe from all of that and more. So Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement is partnering with local law enforcement to identify dangerous drivers, whether they're in cars or semis. Let's make the roads safe for everyone. Our family, protecting yours.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Save the day.
January 8th.
8 days after New Year's Day.
Yeah. Is that right? Or is it 7?
No one cares! The Z102.9 Wedding Show!
Sunday, January 8th!
Cedar Rapids!
Be there!
The good, the bad, and the ugly of Iowa football is delivered to you each week on Before the Boom. Listen to the podcast each week before Iowa takes the field.
Back at 3:40, gym class for a Friday here on KGYM, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. More Iowa State talk with Todd and Alex coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. The game coming up on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then as well, we've got NFL football week number 1 coming up for you this week. And I got to see what's the early game, Spencer? Help me out.
Early game for
Baltimore and the Jets, isn't it?
Yes.
Baltimore and the Jets,
yes.
And then the
Joe
Vikings.
Flacco revenge game.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he elite? We can talk about that again. Debates from 2012.
Yeah.
Is Joe Flacco elite?
Tell you what, I saw Joe Flacco play UNI in college, and I thought he was dynamite.
The Fighting Blue Hens?
The
yes.
Fighting Blue Hens right. of Delaware in yeah. a playoff game.
Hmm.
That was fun. That was fun.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Hey, I'm old. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. You'd like to get one in. And we get ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, our great friends over on First Avenue, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And someone out there, one of our listeners, going to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Remember, if you were one of the four contestants last week, please lay out this week, especially, well, the winner can't win, but the other three want you to lay out for another 3 weeks, and then you have another opportunity to get in and play and hitch your wagon up to one of the great prognosticators, Mark, as we introduce Dave, who had a rare off week last week. Dave, the push saved you, pal.
Man, I threw a donut.
Yeah, but that push saved you.
Yeah. Congrats to Spencer. Have a nice week.
This is one of two things, okay? It's either the start of a dynasty or beginner's luck. I would put my money on beginner's luck, but we'll see what happens.
There you go. Or it could be a dynasty.
It could be.
It could be. All right.
Yeah.
Mark, I'm throwing it over to you now.
Sounds good. Slate of 6 games as usual. And because Spencer went 4-1 last week and won the round one. He gets to pick first, followed by Scott, myself, and Dave. Game one, the Brain Bowl. Duke is at Northwestern. Duke getting 9.5, Spencer.
I really like John Shire and his – oh, wait, no. Wrong sport, wrong time of the year. Zion Williamson.
If this is basketball, we'd be in great shape.
Name off random Duke basketball players. Duke and Northwestern. This is an interesting matchup. They played last year. Duke won at home 30-23. Blue Devils with a new coach, if I remember right. They return, if I was looking at the info correctly, just 11 starters. Got a win last week. They shut out a really bad Temple team. Northwestern, of course, had that win over in Ireland to beat Nebraska. I'm not really high on either team. For the season as a whole, I guess I'm slightly more bullish on the Cats than I am the Blue Devils. So I'll take Northwestern with the home points.
Throw in the points, Scott.
All right. What are two universities that didn't let me in? I did not even apply. The ACT Bowl, or the Brain Bowl, whatever you want to call it. Northwestern's had 2 weeks after the Nebraska win to let this rattle around in their brain boxes a little bit. That game against Nebraska, the win against Nebraska, doesn't mean anything if you goof it up by losing at home to Duke. So I'm with Spencer. I am taking Fitz and the Cats.
Now, this is, as Spencer outlined, a one-touchdown game last year out in North Carolina. 9.5 points is a lot. Northwestern was impressive in the opener, but I'm going to ride the points in Duke without an S.
Dave.
David.
Duke has a new head coach, and he has made a career on the defensive side of the ball. The Blue Devils shut out Temple last week, as Spencer said, holding them to a total of 179 yards. Duke won't be in a hurry to snap the ball this week, and Northwestern will be more than happy to play along. The game goes under in the total, and the Cats win and cover.
Ooh.
All right, I'm on an island. Game one, that's great. Maybe the premier game of the day. Scott, you were up first. Tennessee is at Pittsburgh, and Tennessee giving 6.5 points.
Well, I am safe because Rusty is on vacation, and he probably not listening, probably driving. If he is, hello, Rusty. Rocky Top to you. That's a lot. Pitt at home getting 6.5? Yeah. Give me the Panthers. Who's up? Mark.
It doesn't make any sense. Pittsburgh getting points at home, but not a great barometer for Tennessee in the opener, but I thought they looked pretty formidable. I'm going to ride with the Vols. Dave.
Pittsburgh lost Kenny Pickett, but the Southern Cal transfer, Kendon Slovis, looked good in leading the Panthers over West Virginia last week in the backyard brawl. Tennessee was not tested last week in their easy win against Ball State. The Vols may win this game, but the score will be close. Give me Pitt to cover the spread.
Ooh.
Spencer.
Vols, I read, are 0-3, actually, in this series versus Pittsburgh. They lost last year. Talk about an SEC team losing to Pittsburgh. As Dave mentioned, Pittsburgh last year had Kenny Pickett. They do not have Kenny Pickett this year. I don't think we learned a lot about Tennessee last week with that big win over Ball State. Pitt had that great game in the backyard brawl against West Virginia. I think Tennessee's the better team. I'll take the Vols and the 6.5.
Mm. All right.
Thank you for rescuing me from the island.
Game three,
I'm up. Kentucky is at Florida. Kentucky getting 4.5. Simple for me. I'll take Kentucky. Florida. A bit of a hangover after last week. Dave?
This game looks different now than it did a few weeks ago. The Florida quarterback, Anthony Richardson's ability to avoid defenders and make plays against a questionable Kentucky pass defense gives the Gators a lot to be excited about. Florida got a huge win over Utah last week and looked to keep things going. This will be close, but I'll lay the points and take the Gators at home to win and cover.
Yeah, Richardson is really good, isn't he?
He is really good. Mm-hmm. Big dude.
Spencer.
Yeah, Florida, big win. I mentioned they were, 32-0 in home non-conference games going into that game last week. Here's another stat of the week for you. Florida, 16-2 the last two seasons plus one game at home. And they've won their last 8 home games versus SEC East opponents. I will take the Gators at home.
We rewind there, Scott, or no?
No.
Okay.
No do-over.
All right, you're up.
I know you were going to take Kentucky because you're still bitter over Utah losing. Your Utes losing to the Florida
Gators. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by Florida. They still got talent, and I think they've got a – nothing against Dan Mullen, but I think they've got a better coach now. And I think that this is going to be a winning combination. I'm throwing the 4.5 in the swamp. I'm going with the Gators.
Dave, you were up in game four. Another really, really good game. Baylor is at Brigham Young. Baylor getting 3.5. What say you, Dave?
These two teams played last year, but it wasn't close. BYU could not run the ball, and Baylor dominated the line of scrimmage at home. Baylor is even better this season and should challenge for the Big 12 title. The Bears were able to get two of the Cougars' top coaches from a year ago, which will help them prepare for this contest. The Bears allowed BYU 67 yards rushing a year ago, and even though this game is in the altitude of Provo, I think the wrong team is favored, and Baylor is better this year. Give me the Bears and the points.
Spencer.
This was a tough one for me to pick. I'm intrigued by this one because it's a future Big 12 matchup.
Yep. Next year, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're going to be seeing some fun matchups between these two teams in the years to come. Didn't learn much about either team. We learned that both teams are good. Last week, Baylor putting up 69 points against Albany, BYU destroying South Florida, who, by the way, quarterbacked by former Baylor quarterback Jerry Bohannon, so for what it's worth, USF is. BYU has 11 starters back on defense. Baylor has 6. Both teams have some big playmakers. I'm going to upset the apple cart a bit. I'll take BYU at home simply because it's at Provo. Give me BYU in the 3.5.
They won some big games there in the past. Big, big games at Edwards Stadium. This will not be one of them, because if I take Baylor to win the Big 12, I got to stick with the Baylor Bears. And I'm going to stick with the Baylor Bears. I will throw the 3.5 and go with Baylor.
What are you going to take with you to survive on the island, Spencer?
The TV. Watch college football.
I will take Baylor as well. Right. Spencer, you're up in game 5. I hesitated to put this on the sheet, but
you had to.
Alabama. At Texas, Bama throwing 20.5 points.
It's a big spread, just like that Ohio State-Notre Dame game we picked last week. Again, kind of like BYU-Baylor, we learned, but you know, Alabama's Alabama last week after they crushed Utah State 55-0. Texas won 52-10, but ULM is not a solid program. Texas is not, quote-unquote, back. They're better than Utah State, though. So, sorry, Texas fans. Bama's still Bama, no matter how many players they've lost to the NFL. And they still have the reigning Heisman Trophy winner in Bryce Young. He had, 5 touchdowns through the air alone last week against Utah State. I think Bama wins handily, 45-21, so I'll take Bama in the points.
Whew, that's a lot of points. But it's Alabama, and it's Texas. Sorry, BJ. Roll damn tide.
20.5 is awfully tempting, but Alabama is Alabama, and could be 41-20, and that'd be good enough. Give me Alabama. Dave.
Ooh, Dave, do you do it? Do you do it?
Alabama last played Texas in 2010 in the BCS title game, winning 37-21. The Longhorns are starting 2 freshman offensive linemen against one of the best defensive teams in the country. Experts are comparing this Bama defense to the one in 2016. I don't see Texas slowing down the Alabama freight train. Texas will be able to move the ball, but will not be able to stay with the tide. There will be lots of energy in Austin, but Alabama wins in cup.
We all have the tie.
All right.
Last game and the tiebreaker. Scott, you are up. It is Iowa State and Iowa, of course, in Iowa City. Kinnick Stadium. Cyclones getting 3.5 points. And the tiebreaker is the total points scored by both teams in this game, Scott.
All right. To me, and Cyclone Tim came down with this, it all comes down to a clean game and turnovers and penalties. And that has not been Iowa State's forte in this game over the last handful of years. And you've got a quarterback making his first start on the road. You've got special teamers that are in their first game on the road. It's not going to be pretty, but I think Iowa wins it. And I made the same prediction on Before the Boom. Going to stick with it. 19-14 Iowa, which means it could go Iowa State's way just as easily. So I will, I'll take Iowa and go with 33.
I think it's going to be a very close game. A likely low scoring like everybody in the country believes. But that hook is staring me in the face. 3.5 points. Give me Iowa State.
It's 90-49. Mark took Iowa State.
Scott, let me back up. Total points scored in the game.
33 for me.
I'm going to go 30. Dave.
The cancellation of the 2020 Cy-Hawk game has made this year's game somewhat odd. Only one Cyclone player from this year's team has played a game in Kinnick Stadium. That's maybe a factor. Iowa State is a 1-5 against Iowa in Campbell's tenure. They also have been outscored 55-6 in those games in Iowa City. Because of their performance last week, lots of fans are less than happy about Iowa's team offense. Iowa's defense may be the best one in some time. The defense will keep the Hawkeyes in every game this year. Everyone is on Iowa State in the points, but I'm going contrarian. Give me Iowa to win and cover. And I will take 34 points.
No one wants to crack that 40 mark.
You can take one, Spencer, and you'll be good.
I'm not going that far.
Or two.
Not going that far. I'm going to echo what pretty much everybody said. It comes down to defense. It comes down to special teams. It comes down to turnovers. Whoever wins wins the battle of the turnovers will win the game. I'm going to give the edge to Iowa because of the home crowd. If this game were in Ames, I think I'd go Iowa State, just considering how last week went. I have Iowa winning 16-13, so my total is 29.
You're even lower!
29!
29!
I cannot confirm or deny that the 16 is reached by 8 safeties, though.
So you're actually taking Iowa State.
Yes.
Plus 3.5.
Yes. Okay. So Iowa State, yes, covering, but okay. I have Iowa winning the game.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
To clarify.
All right. Hey, Dave, best of luck. You're going to win one this week. I know you are.
I better, or you won't ask me back.
No, we'll ask you back. Hey, Dave, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. 319-366-1600. We need four contestants now. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card. Again, that's 319-366-1600. If you were one of the four that played last week, please hold off, and you can be back in it in 3 weeks. Always fun, guys. Enjoy Iowa State. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. And like I said, I'm not just doing this to appease everybody. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No. My confidence, I said on Spencer at Sports last hour, my confidence level is as high as a 2 for ranking it. So,
It's going to be crazy tomorrow. And everybody get along. That's all we have to say.
PSA 2.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming away next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the game.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger.